Okay, we're on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is trying to find a case of Seir HaMishtaleach that is Mechusar Zman. Right, case where it's Mechusar Zman and it still could make Hagrola. Right, that it's that you need a miut that Seir HaMishtaleach is also possible by Mechusar Zman. Otherwise, you don't need a miut. If you have to make hagrala on it, both of them have to be roi l'Hashem. So mechusar's man is mipasul because it's not roi for the seer l'Hashem. Forget about the fact that it's not roi for seer hamishtaleach. So where do we need a pasuk to tell me that mechusar's man is not roi for seer hamishtaleach? Rava Amar Kigon Shehayalo Chola B'Sof Beiso V'Shachat Imo B'Yom HaKippurim. A person had a chola mesukim in his house. And on Yom Kippur, he shechted the mother, beheter. And then the other one, the child, is now mechusar zman because you're not allowed to shecht the child on the same day as the mother. So now, and it's after the hagrola, you shechted the mother, right after the hagrola. So now it wasn't mechusar zman when the Hagrola came, because if it's on the seventh day, it had to be Mechusar Zman when the Hagrola came. But here it's a different kind of Mechusar Zman. It's Mechusar Zman because of you can't shecht Oso V'yes Bino, V'yom Echad. So after the Hagrola, you shechted the mother, so it was kosher by the Hagrola. It wasn't possible because it wasn't Roy Lios Lashem. And now we know which one is the Sir Lazazo, but you can't shecht it, because it's the same day that you shechted the mother. Somebody says, so what? We're not going to shecht it. We're going to throw it off a cliff. So it doesn't say you can't throw the son off a cliff if you shechted the mother the same day. You're not shechting it. Somebody says, throwing it off the tzuk is it shechita. And therefore, it would be what's it called osur to do, b'meil it's mechusar's man, and therefore we need a special pasuk to tell me that what's it called that it's that it's not osur mechusar's man. Yeah. The rabbi sira mishtaleach. Well, yeah, you can't. It's mechusar's man. You can't be makdish it mechusar's man. Even sira mishtaleach. Okay, Rashi. Rava Amar Mechusar Zman the Itzrich Klo Sira Mishtaleach to go and Shehayelo Lemisha Mochron Letzibur Chol Lebesol Beis. So the person who sold the Sir HaMishtaleach to the Tzibur had its mother in his Eder, and he shechted the mother Letzorech Chol Lebesol Beis. So Shemutr Lechal Lav Yom HaKippurim. It was mutter for him to do that. The Shachar Es Imo Shel Soyer Shenasim Mechusar Zman Mishum Oso V'Yes Beno La'achar Shehig Ril Olav. It's talking after the Hagrala. So now you still need a pasuk now to tell me that the seir is possible because it's mechusar zman. Where it says mi aser laholicho letzuk, would it be aser to throw the child off the tzuk? It's the Torah just asked shechting the mother and the child on the same day. Mishimoso has been no. What's it called? The Rabbi Kiveger says it could have said a much pasher the case where you separated osovi as beno to be the two seirim. In other words, one of the seirim was the mother and one was the child. And you made the hagrala. When you made the hagrala, they both were kosher. After you made the hagrala, one was Lashem and you shechted it. Once you shechted that one, you can't bring the other one now because it's also vesbino. You can't throw the other one off the tzuk on the same day because it's also vesbino. And that's the case where you need a miut of that mechusar zman passes by shira mishtaleach.
Seir is in a keva or
what?
Seir is also
shira. Yeah, they're seirim. Yeah, could be in the keva too. Okay. Im shal shein mei zesha alalav. So now the Mishnah says that if one of them dies, so you bring pair, and you say that if you say if in a case where the shal shein died, so you bring another pair, and you say that the one that'll be lashem will take the place of that one. And the other one will be an extra Sir HaMishtaleach, or the other one will be an extra Sir Lashem. So now you have two Seir HaMishtaleach or two Seir Lashems in either case, whichever one died. So Omar Rav, Sheini Shebezug Rishon Yikrov, Sheini Shebezug Sheini Yirev. The second one of the second pair, the one that's extra, that's the one that you're makriv. You have two now Seir Lashem, right? If the Seir Lazozel died, so you have to bring another Zug and make Hagrola again, and now you have two Seir Lashems and one Seir Lazozel. So which of the Seir Lashem are you makriv? So Rav said you are makriv the one originally that was supposed to be Lashem, and the second one is Yireh. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yireh, and the second one, the extra one, goes and what's it called, gets a mum and you sell it and you bring it in davar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh. No, the first one is Yireh. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikrav. The second one, the new one now, is the one that you are makriv. The Maikam Mifugate, what's the machlokus, whether the first one is the one you're makriv or the new one, the second one. Rav Sover Balechaim Eino Nidochim. Rav holds that even though when the Seir HaMishtaleach died, the one Lashem wasn't roy to bring anymore until you bring another Azug and make a new Seir HaMishtaleach. So for the time before you did that, you couldn't bring the original Seir Lashem. So it was could have been nidcha. Rav holds, no, it's not nidcha. It remains kosher. And therefore, now when you'll make the new Hagrala, and you'll have a new Seir Lazozel, you can bring the first one as a korban. And the second one is extra, as Yireh. Rabbi Yochanan Sover Balechaim Nidochim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, Balechaim could be nidcha. And therefore, when the Seir HaMishtaleach died, you couldn't bring the first one. Since you couldn't bring it, you never can bring it. And now you have to bring the second one. My time at the Rav. The Yolik Mechusar's man. Why does Rav hold that Bali Chaim are not Nidche? Because he learns it from Mechusar's man. Mechusar's man, an animal till the seventh day is not kosher for a korban. Yet on the eighth day it's kosher. Lechor, if Bali Chaim is Nidochim, then it should be Nidche. Should never be able to bring it. Because since it wasn't able to be brought on the 7 days, you can't bring it on the eighth day either. Mechusar's man, Lava Pagab the Hashalo Chazi, Kihoder Mirzi Shapardami, by Mechusar's man, even though today it's not roy, but tomorrow it'll be roy. Same thing. Hachanami lo shno. Someone says me dami. It's no comparison. Hosam lo ischazi klal. It never was roy. It becomes roy on the eighth day. So it's not, it was nidche. It never became roy. It never started its hechsher. Nidche means it was kosher and it was pushed away. That's worse than something that never was kosher to begin with, that was waiting to become kosher. Here it was kosher and then pushed away. Maybe then it doesn't become kosher again. Over. He learns from a temporary balmum. Balmum over. A balmum over was roy before it got the mum. Then it got a mum. And the mum went away and now it's kosher again. And we'll see, we learn from Sukkim that a balmum over is kosher. So you see, even nearer the nidcha, it was possible to bring it a carbon, then it was impossible, and now it became possible again. It's kosher. You see, the Bali Chaim are not nidche. Hachanami lo shno. V'hosam minolan. How do you know a balmum over is kosher? Maybe it's not that kosher. Dilsiv ki moshchosam bohem mum bom. Mum bom hu delo yiratsu. Only when the mum is in it can't you bring it. Ha'avar mum an yiratsu. But if the mum went away, then it's kosher. So just like over there, it was nira and nidcha, and still it's nira again. So too, a korban that was kosher and then became possible and then became kosher again is kosher. That's how Rav learns it. Rashi. Ein nidochim im ira lohem shas psul. If there was a time when an animal that was still alive became possible for a korban. It's possible to fix that up, right? To make another hagrola. In other words, what happened over here? You had a hagrola. So you had one Seir L'Mishtaleach and one Seir L'Hashem. And the Seir L'Mishtaleach died. At that moment, you couldn't bring the Seir L'Hashem. Because it has to be when there's a Seir L'Mishtaleach opposite it. Now there's not. It's dead. So you have to bring a new pair, make hagrola. Now you have a new Seir Lazozel, and you have two Seir Lashems. So Rav holds, you bring the original Sir Lashem now as the korban, and the second one is an adava, yireh. So Rav holds, why do you do the first one? Because the first one never became pasul. It was pasul temporarily. Now that you have a new Sir HaMishtaleach, it's kosher. So you bring the first one, because Balei Chaim are not nidche. V'lo amrin hoil v'nidche yidche. We don't say that once it's pasul, it remains pasul. Ela b'shutin. That's only, we say that klal, by when it's already shechted. You go meis hamishtaleach yishav ish b'chadam. In the case where you already shechted the seer hapnimi, and then the seer hamishtaleach died, then you have to bring two new ones, and the second one is the seer lashem. You can't continue doing the avoda with the seer hapnimi because it was nitche, and it was nitche after it died. Then you throw out the dam and finish. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ha al yedei tara. Oh, we didn't hear yet. Okay. Reb Yochanan. So, and where does he learn that, Rav, that Balei Chaim are not nidche? From Bal Mum over. And he learns a pasuk, it's only pasuk when the mum is there. If the mum goes away, it's kosher. Reb Yochanan. Mit rachmana bohem. Heim hu dechi over mum and yiratzu. Ha kol dechu yin hoil v'nidchu nidchu. And what does Reb Yochanan do with that pasuk? He also knows, says that a Bal Mum over is kosher. But he has a mute. Only there is something that's nidche become kosher again by a mum. Didn't have a mum, had a mum, the mum went away. But it says bohem. That's the only case where this would be kosher. But in another case, if it's nidche, it remains nidche, even if it's Balei Chaim. V'rav hahu bohem be'inayuhu delo mirtzu. Hoi ayidei tarovos mirtzu. Right? Rav learns that mir is for something else. Only if it's be'en. Right? It's a total bal mum. Then you can't be mocked with it. But if it's mixed together with other things that are not Bal Mum, a special halacha, that once it gets mixed up with other ones, you could be mocked with them all. See, 1 second. Kiddushman. Evorim Tmimim. Evorim Bali Mum. If you had karbanos that they were Tmimim mixed in with Bali Mumim, and now you have to be mocked to them, and you don't know which ones are the Bali Mumim and which ones are the Tmimim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, im kariv harosh al echad mehem, yakrivu kol harosh in kula. Rabbi Lezer says that if by mistake, right, l'chatchili you can't be makriv anything because maybe you're being makriv a balmum. But if by mistake you were makriv one of the heads, and you don't know which one it was it a balmum or was it a, what's it called, a tmimim, then what's it called, you assume that it was the balmum that you were makriv. And all the other ones now are okay. And then you can be makriv all the other ones. You're told that the one you were makriv already was the Bal Mum. There was only one Bal Mum mixed in with a lot of others, right? Or two, and you were makriv two things. Whatever. The number that of Bali Mum, and that's what you were makriv. We're told that what you were makriv already was the Bali Mumim, and the male of the rest are all kosher. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. Krov shalechot mehen mikrivu kolak kroayim. If you were makriv one of the kroayim, and you assume that was the Bal Mum, and then you could makriv all the rest of them. Right, the Chachamim omrim afilu korvu kulam chutz me'echad mehem yotzo beis ha'sreifa. The Chachamim hold no. Even if you were makriv all of them except for one, that one's philosophic. Maybe that's the Bal Mum, and then they all have to be burnt the beis ha'sreifa. So according to Rabbi Lezer, most learn, the Tosfos says there's two ways of learning here. One is that the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. He holds like Rabbi Lezer. Rav, and he learns from the Bohem that the only time you can't be makriv a Bal Mum is if it's not mixed together with others. Once it gets mixed together, min ha-Torah, it's okay to be makriv all of them. Min derabanan, it's osur. And since it's only derabanan, if you were makriv one of them, we're told that that was the Bal Mum and the other ones are all kosher. Because if it would be min ha-Torah osur when it's mixed together, you would never be told that the one you did was the Bal Mum. So therefore, Rav holds, we learn from the pasuk, bohem, right, dafka when they are be'en, when they're by themselves. But if they got mixed up with others, you're allowed to be makriv min ha-Torah, midrabanan you can't, but midrabanan if you're makriv one of them by accident, and you only had one balmum mixed in with the others, you assume that was the balmum, since it's only also midrabanan anyway. And so that, he also grew a lesser. And Tosa says there's another mandiyomer, right, that's the Chachamim and Rebbe Lezer. There's a Tanakama there also, and there's a Brisa. This is the Brisa, 1 second. Tosa says, Rabbanan of the Brisa, Rabbanan of the Mishnah. Right? This is the Rabbanan of the Brisa who argue in Rabbi Lezer. There's a Rabbanan in the Mishnah who hold like Rabbi Lezer too, that you can be makriv all of them. min haTorah. So he holds like the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, right? It's a three-way machlokas. In any case, the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold like Rabbi Elazar. Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar. So either he holds like Rabbi Elazar or he holds like the Rabbanan of the Mishnah. And Mamela, he has a different reason for that miyut. Not only a balmum over is kosher, but other things, balichayim that are nidche are pasul. He doesn't have a miyut for that. He holds balichayim, all of them are kosher, if they're nidche. But, and nira. But what's it called? But the bohem comes to tell me that a balmum is only osir if it's not mixed up with other things. Once you get mixed up with other things, min hatorik li makriv all of them. Rashi. Ha al yedei taruvos yirotzo kribalesa. Right, so Rashi learns like the first way Tosus learns. A Rav holds a kribalesa. Evarim shel ola tmima shenis arvu bohem evarim balas mumachas. Right, you had one balmum mixed in with a lot of tmimim. So somewhere there's one balmum head and one balmum leg or whatever. Im kariv haroshalech mehem kodim shenirgushu b'dor. Before they realized it by accident or by mistake, they were makriv one head. So we're told that, right, yakrivu kol haroshin kula v'tolin ha'isra ba'oso shekariv klar. And we say that the one you did was the balmum, and all the other ones are our kasha. So we make that clear. The talin and the kula. Why? The hoil v'nisarvu ain't kan sotik is the raisa. Since he holds that when they get mixed up together, it's only osim of the rabbanan to be makriv them. Minatori can be makriv all of them, since it's mixed up. The balmum, you don't know which one's the balmum. Minatora, like lemezo is the raisa, lemezo lechumra. It's not isur the raisa. Therefore, you don't have to go lechumra. So we're makel and say that the one that was nikra, that's probably the one that was okay, and therefore the isur the rabbanan of being makriv them goes away. The Torah only said you can't be makriv a balmum when you can know which one it is. But if there's a suffix, you don't know which one it is because it's mixed up with other ones, then the Torah said it's okay. Amar bohem ki mashchosim bohem mumbam ki isnu beinayo. It's only when it's bohem, when it's by itself, not when it's mixed up with others. The Edoch, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Where does he know this halacha that it's only usher when it's by itself and not when it's mixed with others? Naftalei mi bom bohem. Is it two miyutim? Bom and bohem. Could have said bom, but it says bom and bohem. The Edoch bom bohem lo dorish. He doesn't dorish in both of them. Only one. Rashi mi bom bohem mi the matzalim if the bom. See bohem. It could have said bom. And instead it says bohem, so there's two miyutim. And Rav doesn't have two miyutim, only one. So Rav Yochanan is right, two things. One is, only here is, what's it called, nira v'nidcha, not a problem, by balmum. But by other cases where the animal's alive, it is a problem. And only here, where it's by itself, is it a problem to be makriv a balmum, but when it gets mixed up with others, it's okay. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns, and Rav learns only one miut. There's no miut to tell me only over here is a nira v'nidcha kosher. It's always kosher. The miut is only that when it's by itself is it osir, not when it's mixed with others. Mor says of the Rav, noi nami de bali chayim emi dochim, iboy hai nakriv. L'chor, even according to Rav, the first one's kosher, but the second one's kosher too. So why do you have to be makriv the first one? Rav should have said you could be makriv the first one. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, you know, you can't, you have to do the second one. But Rav, why did you have to hold, you have to do the first one? Do the second one. Either one's kosher. Right? Omar Rav, a Rav sober like Rabbi Yossi. Like we had before, Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. The Omar mitzvah barishon, that if you have two things, right, then better to do the first one. First one is has preference. So hi Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi? Where do we see Rabbi Yossi gives preference to the first? E name Rabbi Yossi the kupos, Rabbi Yossi by shkolim. Disnan sholosh kupos or sholosh sein. Shebehen torminus halishka. Right, you had three barrels of what's it called of shkolim that came at what's it called three different times. And when you make trumas halishka, you do it three times in the year. And you take them from three of these barrels, and they were marked, Aleph Beis Gimel, that you take from the first one first. The Kosov Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel, the Tanya Om Rabbi Yossi, Loma Kosov Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel, Leida Ezeman Nitram Risha. Which one was the first one you took off the Truma? And that's the one you use first. Lahavi Hemena Risha. That's the one you buy the Karbona Sibur from first. Shemitzvah Barisha. The Mitzvah is the first one. Someone says, no, Dilma Shani Hosim. to be idden the shchazi, kamaisel the shchazi basraisa. That's why when they made the trumas halishka, the first one, the second ones weren't there. So Manela, you use the first one that you could use before you use something that you couldn't have used then. Right? That's when Rabbi Yossi holds the first one is okay. But over here, both of these became roy at the same time. The first one, Lashem, was nidche until you brought another Sir Lazozo. When you brought the second Sir Lazozo, both of them became roy to be makriv at the same exact time. Where do you see Rabbi Yossi holds it at that, when they both become roy at the same time, that the mitzvah is with the first one? Only maybe when the first one was roy and the second one wasn't roy, then bring the first one. Even though now later on the second one becomes roy. But where do you see that if they are roy, what's it called, together, that you have to bring the first one? El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Disnan, or Tanya. A mafrish pisco, the avad, person's mafrish according to Pesach, and he got lost. The hifrish akher taftov, and then he separated another one to take its place. The akher kach nimtzu harishon, and you found the first one, even if you found it before chatzos. So then when chatzos came, both of them were roy at the exact same time, because until chatzos, neither was roy to bring. And now at Chatzos, both of them became roy together. The Harishneim Omdim, Ezem Emshir Tzi Yikriv Divi Chachom. The Chachom holds you can bring either one, whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mitzvah Barishon. The mitzvah is to bring the first one. Even though they both became roy at the same time, here you see Rabbi Yossi holds the first one's the mitzvah. And the im have haya hasheni mufchar mimenu yivienu. And if the second one was nicer, better, then you bring the second one. But if they're equal, there's a special mile of bringing the first one. Same thing over here. Even though both these Seir Lashem became Roy at the same time, because the first Seir Lashem was Nidche for a time. And it became Roy only when you got the second Seir Mishtaleach. So when you got the second Seir Mishtaleach, that's when the second one became Roy. So the first and second became Roy at the same time. Still, Rabbi Yossi holds you bring the first, and that's why Rav holds, since both of them are kosher, the mitzvah is to bring the first one. Rashi. Idna dischazoi kamaisa lo ischazoi basraisa. Aval hai lo ischazi kamo ad ischazi basra. By shkolim, you couldn't have brought the second shkolim before the first ones because they weren't there yet. Sha'afa pisha higril alav. Oh no, but over here though, they both became roy at the same time. By shkolim, they weren't roy at the same time. First you had the shkolim that came from the closer places, whatever, and then you got only the shkolim later. So since the first one was roy first, that's when Rabbi Yossi holds that you bring the first. But over here, they both were roy at the same time. Shafal pi shehigru alav, eino roy lishochid, ad lachar matan dam apar. Over here, even though you made hagrola, right, you can't, what's it called, you can't shecht it till you bring the dam hapar. V'toch kach meis chaveru, and then the other one died. The Hediyu Shnai and the Grilem, and therefore you couldn't have brought either of these, you couldn't have brought either Lashem till you made the second Hagrola. Right? And when the time came to Shecht the Sawyer, both of them were fit at the exact same time. Neither was fit before. Because after you made the first Hagrola, right, before you Shechted the Par, the other one died. So it never, the first one was never roy to bring until you made the new hagrola. El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach, the hahakalo ischazoi kamo ad ischazoi basra. By Pesach, the first one wasn't roy to be burned as Pesach till the second one was roy too, because it's talking in a case where you found it before chatzos. So now when chatzos came, they both were roy at the same time. Shari ains man shchitas Pesach el lach chatzos. The kodem lekach of an harishon, the hufreshein, even im tzarishon. Everything happened before chatzos. The harishneim omdim shigiyas man shchita. When chatzos came, both of them were equally fit for korban pesach. The afilu haki kom Rabbi Yossi mitzvah rishon. Still, Rabbi Yossi holds that the mitzvah is with the first one. Okay.